pals of mine. I'm Julie Parker, and this is Conversation Accessories. Many of us are fantastic singers in the shower and the car, and nowhere else. Why torture people with our needs improvement voices? However, hip-hop and rap don't require a singing voice, only speaking. Andre Justice, aka AJ, has raised the bar on rap's coolness factor. AJ was born with cerebral palsy, so obviously knows firsthand the challenges of being seen and heard by society other than someone with a disability. So he drafted his teacher, Duke, to assist him with writing and recording rap songs and creating a nonprofit for students with learning disabilities so they also can learn the skills to create raps and or songs for performing and recording. So Andre, you just graduated from high school, right?
Yes.
Yes. One of the successful, yay! Now, are you the only child in
yes,
your family?
But I have a sister.
You have a sister, okay.
She don't live with me. She lives with her mom. And basically, she's helped me out a lot. So, she comes over, helps my mom out, so, yeah.
So she's older?
But yeah, she's 19.
So you're pretty close in age then, huh?
Yeah. I'm 18, so yeah.
Yeah. What's her name?
Dominique.
Dominique.
Yes.
So she's one of the good guys, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
She's helped me out in so many ways. I can't even tell you how many times she helped me out. But I really appreciate it. Of her taking that time out of her busy schedule because she worked a job. She helped me. She got home. I mean, I can't tell you no more, so yeah. That's one of my, that's my big sister.
Yeah.
Even though people don't see us as it's a brother, but I don't care what nobody thinks. We don't gotta have the same dad. We don't gotta have the same mom. But I can keep telling you, that's my sister.
So there.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have siblings we don't want anybody to know that we're related to.
I'm glad I have you.
We don't want to cop to it. So, tell my listeners what condition you have, what your...
I have cerebral palsy. Cerebral palsy is... Okay, I was born like this. Ain't no changing this.
So you were born with it?
Yes. But, as Shanique would tell you, all my 4 years I've been here, I've been... I've been wanting to just get on stage. I've been wanting to just wild out with my fans. I've just been wanting to just, because I got fans. Because when I'm on stage, I just feel like all my struggles are going away. I don't got any struggles, but when you're placed in a position like me, to where you got to, how can I put this? When you put in a position like to where I'm at, you gotta grow with it. You just can't just be like, okay, I'm cool with it. I've been like this for 18 years. 18 years. So I know what to expect. I know people gonna be mean. I know people gonna be tough. But that drive me to rap. That drive me to do shows. That drive me to do what I gotta do to be successful. So, there. And
it's a good stress release.
Yeah.
And it unifies because music is life harmony. No matter what your background is, what are your situation you're dealing with,
yeah.
Music connects all of us.
Mm-hmm.
There's no language barrier or physical barrier. Obviously.
Yeah. And then we did a show like in Davis. Yeah, we did a show in Davis.
You did?
Yeah. Downtown.
Oh, he's performing behind your back, dude.
Downtown, remember? I was with you.
Broadway.
On Broadway, excuse me.
Broadway block party.
Okay.
So the crowd was electric. The crowd was like, it was crazy. Like, that's what I live for. That's what I work so hard to get to. Like, this man right here has helped me so much. And I appreciate you for that.
That you get to affect other people in a positive way.
Yes. Because I'm a rapper and ain't nobody gonna change that. They can say whatever they want to say about me. But can't nobody change how I feel. Can't nobody change nothing about me. Like I tell other people, I'm me all day, whether you like it or not. So this is something I need to. Because we've been working for like a year and a half. Because we got to this when I was like a freshman.
I was a junior.
Yeah, junior. But the reason why I'm doing the music thing is I want to be like on the label. The reason why I'm doing this music thing is not just for fun. I want to be on the label.
On the label?
Yes.
And what's the name on the label?
Whatever the label need me to do.
Yeah, he wanna get signed. And these days and time, he still wants to.
I want to get signed to a label. And if I could show that through my music, then.
So, do you have a rapper name?
AJ. I don't use my original name. I use AJ. Because when I was going to Burbank, people used to call me Andre. But in all reality, my rapper name is AJ. So, like, yeah.
AJ. And then together we make Team Andre.
Yep. Yep.
So I understand all this is happening because of you.
Yeah.
That you're the force behind it.
Yeah.
How did it all happen? How did you get the idea?
Because, well, let's see. I was in my room, like, no, I was at school. And then my friend was like, hey, Andre, rap. And then, basically, I found Sadiq. And then we hooked up.
Andre, baby, for started working here March 2012. And I didn't see him that much to end the end of the spring semester. And then fall came.
We started working.
We would, every fifth period, every day, we would meet outside of here, under the corridor,
yep,
walk to the track and walk around the track. And I don't know why Andre thought I rap, if it's the way I walk or whatever. He just came up to me and was like, hey, you rap, huh? Like, and he's like, I'm a rapper too. And I was like, okay, whatever, Andre, for a long time. But the thing that a light bulb went off when he won Homecoming Prince. And somebody walked up to him and said, what's up, Fresh Prince of Burbank?
Yeah.
Like, what? And then that's when the idea hit me. Like, oh, okay.
So I am in the presence, I am surrounded. I'm like the Oreo cookie by royalty. Sir Duke and the Prince. Nice.
Sir Duke and the Prince.
Good,
that's
for me.
Tight. That's tight. But he won Homecoming Prince. So our agreement
we came out with a song called Andre the Prince.
We made Andre the Prince.
And Andre the Great.
We made Andre the Prince to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme song. We made that work.
Boom, boom.
That was our agreement. We had an agreement. So, okay, I agreed to work with him if we could write that song together. Yeah. It was a song out at the time called Control by a rapper named Big Sean and Kendrick Lamar. And so everybody made a big fuss out of Kendrick Lamar's verse because he basically said he's better than everybody and he got the lyrics to prove it and the work ethic. But Andre didn't think so. And so we took the same beat.
What's funny is,
yeah, and I'm a huge fan of Kendrick Lamar. But
your disclaimer.
Yes, I'm a huge fan of Kendrick Lamar.
I know.
But this is how it started, though. This is how our like writing team started. So we started writing. Basically, he told me what he wanted to say, and then I would put it in a form where it could flow, where it was like raps. And so we walk around the track every day, and we finally came up with the song called Andre the Great, and it's. I would say it's at least about a minute and a half of us just... You mainly hear my voice throughout the whole thing, but understand that it's Andre's words. And so with his disability, with his cerebral palsy, it prevents him from, like, flowing. So he could say a few words, but then...
Get staggered.
Uh-huh. And so what we did, I'm the main vocal on the song, and then the engineer... had Andre come in and do like ad-libs, and yeah, his voice is on the record and he's rapping essentially.
Mm-hmm. Now on Patreon, I noticed that you have a video from a basketball game.
Oh yeah, that was a pep rally.
Pep rally, okay.
Yeah, it was a pep rally. So on the website, there's the video of when we did the pep rally, Money and Girls.
Yeah.
That's his favorite one. That's his favorite one.
If you could see him right now, that smile is filling this room.
And that's funny. Okay, so we did Andre the Great, and we put Fresh Prince of Burbank off. We put that off for a while. The next song we did was called Money and Girls. And Andre picked the beats. He had the ideas. When I heard the beat, I said, okay, Andre, what you want to rap about? He said, Money and Girls. And I heard the beat. I was like, okay, this fit.
But he don't know for nothing, is it?
I don't like the song.
Exactly, so.
Andre missed the recording session. Well, we'll talk about that later. Andre missed the recording session that we had back in May.
Because.
He wasn't advocating for it. Okay, we were.
Hold on.
Hold on there.
I did advocate, but see, my auntie told you. Then I was like, auntie, we gotta go.
And I would have been kicking, screaming, crying.
I did.
Auntie, I gotta go. We recording today. Come on.
I did.
Working for a year and a half, 2 hours a week after school. And
but they're like,
resources are funny. Trying to find a good engineer, a quality engineer, to record our sound and give us the bang for a buck is hard. So we got all these elements in place for one weekend. This guy.
Bailed. You bailed.
MIA.
I didn't want to, but...
It is what it is. I don't blame Andre, because I know that he's, pinning a little. So I just give him a hard time, but... Now we have to raise money to get Andre in the studio. So that's what the Patreon is for.
So when you say get him in the studio, what exactly are the costs?
Depending on the engineer, the general cost that I've found is $25 an hour. And so we could pay $100 for 4 hours, but we would have to go in there like polished. Everything memorized, we know what ad-libs, we know where the ad-libs want to go, but it'll be rushed. So I think we need at least a 8 hour block, at least.
So you already have some tracks down.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You just need to insert him in the different tracks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you need to get it all done in one day if you can.
If we can, ideally. It can happen. It can be done. At this point, I would have the my friend send the links. But I don't know. See, I don't want to work with anybody else but him because I know his work ethic. That weekend we did like 15 songs. So wow. Yeah. And he wasn't complaining about what he wasn't getting or money. I paid him, but he wasn't. It's just different. Different people, different personalities.
You guys, wow, Roman TV, that's why. I'm on Mix TV right now. Because I'm not on it. If I was on it, the Mix TV right now. But I'm not on it, so they can't do nothing.
Yeah, so it's like haunted. So it's, I mean, we could put it out and say, help us raise money to get Andre on it.
But I don't want to do that.
I don't feel comfortable doing that either. So.
Well, can you give me a little sampling right now? Yeah. A little impromptu?
Hey, Jay, getting other ladies lately. Got a lot of haters who underestimate me. Kid, yeah, I'ma get glad, get magic. Wonder how I'm pulling back, get the gag magic. See them like and then I gotta have it. I don't care if she's top notch or ratchet. All I know she got something that I want, and I don't want to wait. Skinny fat, white or black, I don't discriminate. Pull up on your passage like the way your daddy perpetrates. Smoking down the ashes for the ain't you can go to waste. Sparking on my glasses, you would never know the worst case. I'm ready to change when the tree capital of Sandy State. Have faith, I don't care what anybody say, boy, I ain't fake. Minus book, go and set the record straight. Point blank, period, I don't need to punch you in. I write raps that swing, I ain't got to punch you in the face. Cause everybody on the turn up. But I ain't talking about fresh veggies. You know, turn up, turn up. Just like me in the club and the DJ plays a song. Put me in the room with people in the microphone. I'm going to turn home. All right.
Well done, sirs.
Yeah.
Sirs, plural.
So it's real fun. We have some fun stuff that we wrote and we know people like. Just from the block party alone.
Everybody went crazy.
Yeah,
The crowd went crazy.
It was crazy. I'm an avid hip hopper. Like I like traditional hip hop in that sense. So I like the B-Boys, I like Graffiti Yard.
I'm kind of that.
The DJing aspect of hip hop, and then we MC. So we were on stage, we practiced our part of just rapping our lyrics, but then some B-Boys came, and then they heard the beat, and then they started dancing to our music. It was tight. I would say we had one of the best performances of the night because of the impromptu element
came with. We did this song. I got fired to go get the duck. What you mean, man? And then everybody on crazy stuff like it was a good day.
It was a good day. We had maximum crowd participation. It was good for me. I left the stage dripping sweat. Had heck of fun. And it was good for him as one of his first, we performed at basketball games, homecoming rallies. We had a mixtape concert out here on the senior lawn in June 4th. But this performance was so intimate. It was in a little building. I would say something like this.
Because the crowd was so energetic, though. Mm-hmm. Like, he did his songs and I did my, like, yo, you know. But I can get it to be your guest. But they got to move fast.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, I understand you want to help other kids that have learning disabilities as well.
Yeah.
To follow what you started. It's a great idea.
With me being a rapper, I feel like I can get my. Because. So, they kill me at a lot. But I feel like. That's why I need to be on a mixtape, so kids could get my understanding, so kids can get my point across, so kids don't got to be scared. If you want to be a rapper, be a rapper. Don't be scared to hide your shyness. That's why I'm going to get back in the lab with Traduce and be like, hey, right, let me track down right quick, and then see my mixtape off.
That's a good, that is good, because I noticed, like, there's no, there aren't any other students who did what we did in terms of just taking a step out there.
Well, yeah, because you've got kids who are, whose society is inferring, if not telling directly, you can't do this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
So here you are saying, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
I just did it. So all those other kids get to follow you now. You're now a leader.
Because,
mm-hmm.
see, we got, well, I got fans on Facebook. I know some dude got fans. We all got fans. But see, what I'm trying to get across to my fans is like, hey, I live a regular life. I get up, like, at 7 in the morning. Not 7 in the morning, but, you know, before my mom go to work. And then I just eat, watch sports, and then I get the iPad. I got an iPad, right? An iPad. So I go on the iPad, I listen to beats, and just vibe out with my music in my ear.
So how would you like to help other kids follow in your footsteps? What ideas do you have?
Well, I would say, like I said before, don't be scared to be who you are.
So we started out as Team Andre, and we are a club entity. Basically, everything we did was through our own initiative.
I mean, we had a little bit of help, but we had a tiny bit of help, but the most of the stuff we did it on our own.
Yeah, we did it ourselves. So Andre graduated this year. And I was thinking, okay, if Andre is leaving, then this is going to leave with him. So the idea
we're not done.
So the idea is to open up. I wanted to start a nonprofit eventually called ABC Rap. Anybody can rap. But before we get to the nonprofit, I figured the easiest way, the microcosm of that, is to start a campus club, ABC Rap Club. And open it up. I read the bylaws of the club. We can't make it specifically for students with disabilities. We have to invite the whole school.
Discrimination.
Yeah. So we're going to invite the whole school and encourage students with disabilities to step up. And so far, there's a junior this year. No, he's a senior this year. He'll be a senior this year. He was on a mixtape with us. And he freestyles. He raps. He freestyles. So we know we have him on board. Andre's going to come back, and we're going to continue Team Andre. But the idea is to have, under the umbrella ABC Rap, to have a Team Andre and then another team, preferably some solo acts, and perform around school in a community, if that's possible, and put out a mixtape project so that students can, one, hear themselves recorded and get their music out to the community so that people know that, hey, I rap. And it may not be the best,
but at least we got something done.
But it's just show
we
that.
Gotta start somewhere.
Yeah. Anybody can rap. I mean, our policy is, so we're not gonna sell the music, but if an artist comes on board,
you could sell t-shirts.
We could. Thinking about, like, because they have club day here, club days, and then there's some days, like, under the corridor, we could set up a table. So I'm thinking about maybe just getting a little cheap microphone and charging people $1 to come rap.
Great idea.
Uh-huh.
I'm not one of those type of dudes to where I'm be shining. I'm the type of dude that, you know what I'm saying? Hey, this is what I do, this is what I live for, this is what I do. Like, I'm not one of those types just sit around the house all day. I'm not one of those types. So, I want to show kids that you can do anything you put your mind to.
Exactly.
I want to show kids that if you're scared, like almost 4 years of high school, I have people there for me. My mom, my sister, and my brother, Lawrence. He don't live with us. But like I said, it's people around me that's like them to me. Like, I got so much support, it ain't even funny.
And you're very lucky, not everybody does.
Mm-hmm. I got support over here, support over there, support over there.
Well, one thing that's not to be, I mean, we worked hard on this project, and that's one thing that we didn't stop. We stayed consistent on it, we were dedicated, and we made it happen. So I think that's an accomplishment, you know, within itself.
It'll be fun to see how far you guys go and say, I knew them way back when.
It's just a slow process.
Of course it is.
Slow.
You're
process.
Starting something new, something unique.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a new path that you're creating.
But like I said,
it's scary, overwhelming, but pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
Benjamins or singles? ABC Rap would greatly benefit from whatever contributions you're able to send. Visit patreon.com/ABCRAP. Do something different. Have the kids color and fold paper to make fans and pass them out randomly as gifts to fellow hot summer day heat sufferers in lines in the grocery store or bank, etc.